it's still how difficult is a day like today to go out and practice knowing one of the leaders is gone?
You know, it's the atmosphere was a little down today. You know, about what happened today with Logan. But at the same time, I mean, we got to go out there and execute our jobs. You know, it's very sad. You know, he's been here for a long time. You know, I got a lot of respect for him for playing against him in the past, and you know, he's a class act, and you know, that's how the business goes, and I wish him the best, and wish this, we wouldn't even be talking about this at this point, but you know, it is what it is, but like I said, I wish him the best.
Weren't his teammate for very long.
Yes.
Long enough to know what his presence was like in this room.
Well, it's, yeah, you know, I've only been here for a couple months, but, you know, Mank is known around the league as being one of the best offensive linemen in the game. He's just proven that, and he's done it for a long time. So I think, you know, you just got to look at it as respecting him. Even though I've been his, you know, teammate for a couple months, but I respect him even playing against him in the past.
Business part of it. You mean the money part?
I don't know. I can't get into it all. I don't know all of that. You know, you can talk to the coach about that. But I mean, at this level, we all know. I mean, everybody knows this is a business, and that's how it's ran.
Do you ever get used to it? Do you ever get used to it?
It's a part of it. You have to get used to it, because that's how it's ran. And like I said, if we can take that away, then, you know, we'll all be playing, you know, for free, and we wouldn't have to worry about that. I mean, this is not Pop Warner. This is not high school. You know, this is the NFL, the National Football League, and that's how it's ran.
Thank you. What kind of player is Tim Wright coming back to
Warner? You know, we were teammates last year in Tampa, and he's great, man. He started for us down in Tampa Bay when I was there last year, and we're getting a solid player who can catch, who can run, and run great routes. So you know, he was a wide receiver coming in, and they switched him to tight end. So he has a lot of speed at the tight end position.
And apparently, cuts hair very well.
He does what?
He cut Deron's hair all through.
Well, I guess he'll be cutting it again soon.
What does it say about a guy like Tim that, you know, he's an undrafted rookie free agent that was in an NFL team? That must speak at least a little bit to his work ethic and his both that and his talent.
He's a hard worker. You know, he came from Rutgers. He has that instilled in him of being a hard worker, and he makes plays. He's a playmaker. And him teaming up with our system and what we do on offense, I think he'll fit in well.